Hello, I am Dr. David Matto, and this is a Slice Your Age quickie.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, it's Dr. Dave, and this is a Slice Your Age quickie. As you may remember, a quickie is a very short version of a podcast. It's generally anywhere from, several minutes to 10 minutes at the most. And I just get in there, it's down and dirty, no editing. I give you some great information, a great thought for the day. Today is going to be about forgiveness. It's extremely powerful. And I want to relate a little story, something that happened to me really, really recently. But before I do that, I will tell you this, that you can eat perfectly well. You can go out and exercise. You can do all that stuff right. But if you've got a lot of things kind of just lingering in your body, such as hatred, people that you just, maybe something happened and you have not forgiven them and really bad situations like that, then it's causing stress on your body. It's going to wreak havoc. It's going to show up one of these days in the form of some type of either disease or some type of issue, medical issue. It's going to happen. So we need to make sure that we forgive people and not hold grudges or have any bad feelings towards anybody on this planet. I'm telling you something, it's powerful and it works. I believe so strongly in this. I did a whole episode on forgiveness. It was when we reached 10,000 downloads. It was quite some time ago. So it was the first bonus episode. So if you want to go back and check that, it was a really, really powerful one. But I believe it's so strong. I just want to do this a little quickie for you. Here's what happened just the other day. You know, I will tell you this. I go on Facebook sometimes. I just kind of get these names from my past that come into my mind very randomly, and I'll go ahead and see if I can find that person from my past and friend them on Facebook. And not long ago, I thought of this guy that was in my third, fourth, and fifth grade class. I remember he was a really pretty cool guy and good athlete. Not really my best friend in school, but I just remember he was kind of a good guy in the class. So I looked him up. His name was Ken. I found him on Facebook quite easily, friended him. And we exchanged a couple little niceties back and forth. And then just a couple days ago, he sent this message to my inbox. Here's exactly what it said. I'm going to read this word for word. It says, "Hi, David. I've loved your posts. It seems you have really found peace in this tumultuous world. I think it's fortuitous that we've reconnected on Facebook. My heart tells me I did not treat you well when we were in grade school, and I would like to apologize and ask for forgiveness." When I read that, I had this kind of a weird feeling. First of all, this guy, I have not seen this guy, Ken, in probably 50 years. For him to remember something that he did as far as not treating me well in grade school and coming back and wanting to apologize and ask for forgiveness was incredible. Now, I've got to tell you this. I thought about it, and I never really had any feeling at all that Ken treated me in any bad way. I mean, again, we were not closest of friends, but we were classmates, and I remember him, and I remember having conversations with the guy, but I never remember him, even at a young age of like 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, never remember him being disrespectful or fighting or anything like that. So I didn't have any bad feelings. So here's how I responded to Ken. I said, "Ken, you may have my forgiveness." Or no, I said, "Ken, you have my forgiveness. But from my recollection, I do not think you treated me badly. We were not the closest of friends, but I do not have any bad thoughts. But just the fact that you would want to apologize for something that you perceive took place some 50 plus years ago proves that you are a really good human being. I am so glad we reconnected, my old friend." So I sent this back to him. He sent me a big thumbs up after that. And, you know, I've got to tell you something. This whole thing just meant so much to me. Number one, reconnecting with an old friend. I thought that was so cool. And, you know, in the past, it probably would have been very difficult, if not impossible, to reconnect with somebody from your childhood, from elementary school. But because Facebook these days were able to do it fairly easily. So I reconnected with somebody that I thought that was great. And then the fact that he sent me this long apology for treating me badly and asking for forgiveness. And then I said to him, you never treated me badly, but I forgive you. But you know, that was so nice of you, but you really didn't treat me badly. Just the fact that all this happened and the fact that this is one of the things that I teach. I mean, it was just so, I guess, I don't know if serendipitous is the word, but this all kind of came together in a beautiful way. And I thank Ken. It was great to reconnect with him. But the bottom line, I want you to learn from this quickie is, please, if there's anybody in your life that you've treated badly, that you've gotten to a fight with, even if, here's the thing, even if you're somehow you disconnected and you have bad feelings or in a bad, something happened in a bad way, maybe it was not your fault, but I'll tell you something, it pays to reach out and send an apology, send an olive branch, try to work something out, make peace with somebody, because again, the other option is just have this kind of festering, lingering. And even if you have so-called forgotten about it, it's in your body somewhere. It's in your cells. It's somewhere. Your brain knows about it. So it's always better to take care of these things. I've found this over the years. And believe me, it's major. I talk about meditation. And again, you know I'm really big into exercise, working out, eating right, eating a plant-based diet. But I think being happy, being at peace, meditation, forgiveness are so important. You got to do them. You really have to do them. It's a complete picture we teach here. And I don't want you to just go to the gym and eat right. I want you to have a good, well-rounded life and everything's working in harmony. And there are no bad cells in your body that are kind of like remembering some of this bad stuff. That's what I have to say today. I hope you enjoyed it. I truly do. I've got a great episode coming out tomorrow. You're going to absolutely love it. But I just wanted to get this quickie out for you today because, of course, everybody loves a quickie now and then, every once in a while. Until next time, I am Dr. Dave. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.